Oh. 亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们仍然要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是属血气的不领会圣灵，让我们一起来分享
The workings of the Holy Spirit。
今天晚上我要跟大家稍微分享一下圣灵的工作。
I'd like to go to 1 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多前书。
And we will go to the second chapter.
哥林多前书第二章。
And we will go to the 15th. No.14.
第十四节，哥林多前书第二章十四节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Yes, the natural man
属血气的人
receives not the things of the Spirit of God
不领会神圣灵的事
because they're foolishness unto him.
因为对他们来讲是愚拙的
Neither can he know them
并且他也不能够知道这些事
Because they're spiritually discerned
因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透
In Paul's day they had agnostics also
在保罗时代他们也有不可知论者
People that say if I can't see I can't believe
那些人说如果我看不见我就没有办法相信
The people that live by the naturals
就是那些人是凭着血气在生活着是属血气的人
We have five gates or doors of input
我们有五个输入的门
Through one of those five gates we receive all the knowledge we have
借着那五个门之其中之一我们能够领受我们所有的知识
The natural man has no other way of input
属血气的人没有办法从其他的方式
Everything we know, everything we learn
我们所知道的一切所学习的一切
had to come through our eyes
都必须透过我们的眼睛
or our ears
或是我们的耳朵
or our other senses, our five senses
或是我们其他的 五种感官的之一
We have no other wayof knowing except through those five senses
除了借的这五种感官我们没有其他的办法可以知道
even the finest sciences are limited to those five senses
即使最好的科学家也受这五种感官的限制
they make very sophisticated and powerful and sometimes expensive machines
他们制造一些很复杂的很强有力的甚至很昂贵的机器
to reduce the invisible to the visible
使得那些看不见的东西变成看得见的
So it can enter to one of the five senses
好让他们能够进到五种感官之一
We have powerful electronic microscopes
我们有很强的电子显微镜
We have to take those tiny tiny things such small things as virus and change them so that we can see them
我们必须拿那么小小的滤过性病毒改变它们好让我们能够看得见
A few years ago I was in the University of it might have been Georgia Tech one of the universities here and one of the scientists was showing me his electronic microscope it was big, it was bigger than this room
几年前我在一个大学里面可能是乔治亚理工学院其中有一位教授他给我看展示他的电子显微镜那个比这个房间还要大他很以那个自豪他跟我看说能够用那个机器来看到什么来做些什么事
And it was a very, very expensive instrument.
那是一个非常非常贵的仪器
very sensitive, very sophisticated.
非常的敏锐很复杂
All so that he could get that little tiny thing into his eyes
他这样做只是为了要让那个小东西能够进到他的眼睛里
I can't see it, I don't believe it
我如果看不见我就不相信
And yet they totally ignore that we have other other ways of knowing, other gates that they aren't, shall I say, they aren't natural.
然后他们完全忽略了我们有其他门，我们有其他的办法来领受，是完全
the things of the Holy Spirit.
不是血气的，因为属血气的人没有办法领受神圣灵的事情。
For instance, let's take the word beauty.
比方说，我们讲美这个字好了。
The concept of beauty.
美的概念。
In fact, they say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
事实上，人们说是情人眼里出西施，就是人怎么看自己怎么看就怎么美。
When I see some things that people call beautiful, I believe it.
当我看到别人所说的一些美的东西，我相信。
But where did that concept of beauty come from?
但是那个美的概念是从哪里来的呢？
Through what gate did it enter?
它是透过哪一个门进来的呢？
Why is it we call things beautiful?
为什么我们称一些东西是美丽的？
They didn't teach us how in school.
在学校里没有教我们怎么样做。
And we say it rather largely. We bite into a luscious cold apple on a hot day and say, oh, that's a beautiful apple.Well, it depends what you mean by beauty.
譬如说，我们看到一个苹果，好了，看起来是很漂亮、很多汁的，然后我们就说啊，这个苹果真的是很漂亮。那要看你所谓的漂亮的定义是什么。
And we look at a beautiful red sunset.
我们看很美的红色的夕阳。
I say how beautiful.
我们说这个真美啊。
And we stand and watch it.
我们会站在那里看。
And the sailors, the people that travel on the sea,
水手
we have a saying,
海上旅行的人有一句话说
sunset at night, sailor's delight.
夜晚的夕阳是水手所喜欢的。
That means tomorrow we'll have a good day.
这就意味着明天天气会好。
And then we say, sunrise in the morning and the sailors take warning.
那还有另外一句话，就是说早晨的日出是水手的警告。
But the sunset and the sunrise, each one are beautiful.
但是夕阳跟日出都是很美的。
But the sailor doesn't think the morning sunrise is beautiful.
但是水手不认为早晨的日出是美的。
He has a different concept of morning beauty.
他们对于早晨的美有另外一种概念。
Where did that concept come from?
那概念是从哪里来的呢？
I don't think dogs have it.
我想狗没有这种概念。
But they have eyes.
但是他们有眼睛。他们看得见夕阳。
But they have no concept of beauty.
但是他们没有美的概念。
Nor a horse.
马也没有。
Where did they get that concept?
那概念是哪里来的？
What do we compare with?
我们是把它跟什么比较呢？
I behold the beauty of our face, that we say.
我看我们脸的美。
And how some people go to quite an extreme to make their face beautiful.
有的人他们能够做得很极端，让他们的脸变得很美。
Oh, I had an adopted daughter that.Would take her 6 hours to fix up her face before she could go out in the morning.
我有一位义女，她必须早上要出门之前要花6个小时来打扮她的脸。
I mean 6 hours by the clock.
我讲的是从用时钟来计算，这个不是夸大的讲法。
But then I turned the pictures of a little magazine called National Geographic.
然后我看了。
And I see how the young ladies have gone to great lengths to make their lips a little bit larger, putting a platter in them about that big, you know, and
我看到一些
clap together.
我看到上面的 一些照片，就是当有一些土著，他们会把嘴唇弄得很大。
Makes it look like all their food is served to them on a platter.
然后呢，把他们的这个，让他们的嘴这边就挂了一个大盘子，好像说他们的所有的食物都是放在这边的，而他们认为这个美。
They think it's beautiful.
他们认为这个很美。
And I could go on like that.
这样的事情我还可以一直讲。
So, where does that concept come from?
所以那个概念是从哪里来的呢？
But we have it, don't we?
我们有这概念，对不对？
You can't eat it, you can't taste it, smell it.
你没有办法吃它，没有办法尝，也没有办法闻得到，也没有办法用看的。
Something inside of us.
那是我们里面的东西。
Or take the word love.
或是说爱这个字好了。
You can't even put it under a microscope.
你甚至没有办法把它放在显微镜下
面。Even that powerful electronic microscope won't help there.
甚至很强有力的电子显微镜在这里也没有办法。
So, where did it come from?
所以这是从哪里来的呢？
And how can you explain it after all?
而你到底要怎么解释它呢？
And so,We could go on and on with that, and I don't want to, but you see, we have had inputs that didn't come through our five senses.
我们有一些进到我们里面的东西并不是透过五种感官的。
And there is a natural man and there is a spiritual man.
有属血气的人，有属灵的人。
The scripture I read, we go on to the end of the chapter,
verse 16. 刚读的这个经文，继续读到十六节
We have the mind of Christ.
讲到说我们有基督的心意
There is a spiritual mind.
有一个属灵的意
You know, I've always been intrigued by the story that Jesus told of the rich man and Lazarus.
耶稣讲的那个有钱人跟拉撒路的故事总是让我觉得非常的奇妙
And he told how the rich man died.
他讲到那个有钱人怎么死了
And he went to Gehenna.
他到了阴间去
Gehenna? Gehenna is a Greek word. It's the word used always for the word we translate the word hell.
那个他就到了阴间，那是一个希腊文的字。
But it doesn't really mean hell as we use the word. But it is the place where evil people go after death.
那就是邪恶的人在死后去的地方。
And there he was talking to Abraham.
他在那里跟亚伯拉罕谈。
Now the rich man was dead.
那个有钱人已经死了。
Dead. No resurrection for him.
死就是死了，他没有复活。
And yet, have you ever heard a dead man talk?
而你有没有听说过死人讲话？
It would be pretty scary, wouldn't it?
这会让你很害怕的。
I was talking to an English brother that hadn't been converted very long.
我曾经跟一个英国弟兄谈话，他那个时候信主不久。
And he had a most unusual conversion.
他有一个非常不寻常的信主的过程。
If you pardon me, I'll digress and tell you about it.
如果你们请你们原谅一下，我现在就离题跟你们讲一下。
He was a thief, a robber.
他是一个贼，是一个强盗。
Been in jail several times.
去过监狱好几次。
He was an alcoholic.
他是酗酒的。
His brother was one of the mafia of England, of London.
他的哥哥是伦敦黑手党的人。
And he was sitting home one Sunday morning and watching the telly and he ran out of beer.
有一天他在家里面看电视，结果他的啤酒喝光了。
So he got himself off the couch and decided he'd go down and buy some beer.
所以他就从沙发椅上起来，决定说他下去买一点啤酒。
Now the pubs, they call them pubs where you buy beer or drink beer.
在那里他们喝酒的地方就称作酒馆。
They are big buildings and very, very ornate buildings.
在英国的酒馆都是装饰得很漂亮的建筑物。
And sometimes old churches have been converted into pubs.
有时候一些古老的教会也变成了酒馆。
In fact, I know one old church, they...changed into a what do you call a meat shop specialty in meats so instead of live sheep they had dead mutton in it
我知道有一个老的教会他们把它变成了卖肉的店所以他们里面不是有活着的羊而是有死的羊肉在那里
but he's walking down the street
这个人他走在街上
and he saw this lovely church
他看到这个很漂亮的教会
old been maybe built 100 years
或许已经建了100年了
and to his eyes it looked like a pub
从他的眼中看起来像是酒馆一样
So he walked on, he saw a sign, big red and white letters.
所以他就走在那边看到白底红红的大字。
And the sign said, salvation free.
写救恩免费。
He said, well, look at that.
他说哎看看这个。
I've never tried that beer.
他说这个这种啤酒我从来没有尝过。
He thought, I think I'll try that.
我想我要尝
看。Free after all.
毕竟就是免费的。
And then the pastor came out.
然后牧师出来了。
He said,
在门口。
Is that salvation? Is that good?
他就说那个救恩好吗？
He said, absolutely it's good.
他说这个绝对好。
He says, can a fella have some?
他说那我可不可以喝一点？
Why, of course.
当然可以。
Oh, is it very expensive? No, no, it's free.
啊不贵，很，这是免费的。
Oh, can I have some of that salvation?
我可不可以有一些这个救恩呢？
Sure, come on in.
当然可以啊，你进来。
So he went in and
所以他就进去了。
Looked around it. Looked like a very strange pub.
他就到处看一看，觉得这个酒馆真的是很奇怪。人们是坐在长椅子上。
So he said, well, I guess they're waiting to be served.
我想他们一定是等着要喝酒。
Seeing it's all free.
既然都是免费的嘛。
So he sat down and waited.
所以他就坐下来等。
And pretty soon a man got up in front and started singing. He sang songs about salvation.
很快的前面的人起来唱歌，他们唱一些关于救恩的歌。
He thought they were ads for the beer.
他以为是在为啤酒做广告。
He finally got tired. He said, all right, your beer is good. Let's try it.
他终于都听见了。他说，好好好，你的酒是好的，我们来尝一尝嘛。
So he waited that one out.
所以他等那个结束了。
And then the pastor finally said, well, how many want salvation? His hand was first of me. I want it.
然后呢，牧师站起来说，有多少人想要救恩？他就把手举得高，说我要。嗯，还有谁？
Well, it seemed like he was the only thirsty one there this morning.
好像那天早上只有他一个人渴了。
Well, funny, come forward here.
好，到前面来。
Oh, he got up, walked down.
他起来往前走。
And nobody else came down.
没有其他人到前面去。
And so the pastor just said, well, kneel right down here at this altar.
所以牧师就说，好，你就在讲台前面这边跪下来。
That's a funny thing to do.
他说，哎，要做这种事很滑稽。
I guess they're going to serve it on this altar.
哦，我想他们一定是要把这个酒放在这讲台这里。
So he kneeled down there.
所以他就在那里跪下来了。
So, oh, I want this salvation, but it sure take a long time to serve it.
他说我想要这个救恩，但是他们要给我这个酒喝，实在花了这么长的时间。
And the next thing he knew, he was crying like a baby.
接下来他知道一件事情，就是他像一个婴儿一样在哭泣。
The Spirit of God hit him hard.
神的灵重重地击到了他。
He walked out of that pub a converted man.
他从那个酒馆出来，已经回转信主了。
It was really quite unique. He's been a lovely Christian since then.
从那个时候开始，他一直是一个
很可爱的基督徒。Had some very unique things happen to him.
他遭遇到一些很独特的事情。
I won't tell you the rest of them, but I'll tell you one more.
其他的我不跟你们讲了，我再跟你多讲一个哈。
He got his first honest job.
他找到了第一个工作。
Before that, he'd been stealing all the time.
在那个之前，他一直是偷东西的。
And it was in a hospital.
是在一个医院里面。
So they put on him a white coat and
所以人们就给他穿上。
And they sat him down.To work with another man down in the morgue.
他就穿上了那白衣服，就跟另外一个人一起在停尸间工作。
And he walked into that place, and his hair just went crawling right straight up.
他走到那个地方去，他的头发都竖起来了。
He was scared.
他很害怕。
And then the man called, "Well, here, help me with this woman here." It was a heavy-set woman.
然后那个人就说，哎，来帮我再处理这个女人。
Laying on a slab.
是很一个体重很重的。
So we got to move her.
说你要把她搬动。
Well, they got close and started to move her.
当他们靠近了，开始搬动她
的时候。And she rolled over.
那个女人翻身。
And the gases had formed in her stomach.
她的胃里面有气。
And she came out, oh! He took out. He tore his coat off and threw it away.
这个弟兄就走出去了，他就把他的
ran through the
外套给拿出去。
Every door in that hospital, he got the door to the street, and he never went back.
然后他就冲出了医院的大门，再也不回去了。
You see, it's quite alarming when a dead person speaks.
当一个死人讲话的时候，是让人非常惊恐的。
Now we'll go back.
好，我们。
Jesus talked about this dead man that was talking.
耶稣讲到这个死人讲话。
Talking to Abraham.
跟亚伯拉罕说话。
And he was not only talking, he was thinking.
他不只在讲话，而且他在思考。
And not only thinking, he was remembering.
他不只思考，他还记得。
Remember about his family?
记得他的家人。
And he remembered that they weren't converted?
记得他们还没有信主。
And Abraham said to his son, remember.
亚伯拉罕跟他说，还
You had all your opportunities.
你本来已经有很多机会了。
But you hardened your heart, you wouldn't listen.
你的心却刚硬，不肯听。
So, we have the man listening and talking.
所以这个人他在听
and thinking,
在讲话也在思考
and remembering,
而且记得
and his body is dead.
而他的身体却是死的
and his brains are dead.
他的脑子也死了
and yet he has a full mind.
然而他有完全的心意
we have an inner man as well as an outer man.
我们不只有一个外面的人还有一个里面的人
We have a spirit man.
我们有一个灵的人
that lives. I don't want to say in our body or just how to word it because spirit isn't flesh, is it?
我不晓得要怎么说，说是住在我们的里面，住在我们身体里面，还是怎么样的？但因为灵它不是肉体。
But it's with us and in us.
但是它是和我们在一起，而且在我们里面的。
And there is that natural man, and there is a spiritual man.
有属血气的人，而且也有一个属灵的人。